I mentioned at the top of the show that, you know, Ryan's giving me a hard time about the hat that I'm wearing. And no, I'm not an Ottawa Senators fan to begin with. But, you know, I took part in this mystery scrum that's taking place from 47 brands. And I thought, you know, this is, I find this to be a fascinating thing that they're doing, where you're getting a hat or a t-shirt at a great price, and you don't get to choose what you order. You know, you just, whatever shows up in the mail is what shows up in the mail. So I reached out to 47 brands, and Dan Cohen, their assistant manager of marketing, was nice enough to give us a call. Dan, it's Rob Adams. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So tell me about the genesis of this program, because I think it's fascinating. Like I said, I've got a great Ottawa Senators hat on. I'm not an Ottawa Senators fan, but I thought, you know, this is such a cool hat, I'm perfectly content with it. How did this come to be?
Yeah, so I mean, traditionally we are primarily the mega wholesale company. This whole B2C thing, a website launched last July, and we're trying to become more like market facing, more consumer friendly, and reach a younger demographic. So, you know, we're very, I guess, lean, so to speak. So I was actually running the website for the first 6 months, and then we hired an e-com manager. And the whole time that I had this idea that we got to sell some version of something that's going to drive people to the to the website organically. And so shortly after our e-commerce manager started, I kind of ran him by the idea of, you know, selling some of these, you know, t-shirts that we have in the warehouse that are, you know, perfectly fine. We just have a lot of stock in them. And literally within a day or two combined effort, we had this idea for, you know, the 47 Mystery Scrum, bringing social media into play while offering, you know, a $38 shirt for $15. And, you know, to date, it's been by far our best-selling item, and it's extremely fun to see people, you know, tweet or Instagram or, you know, Facebook us with a picture of the shirt they're getting. And, you know, our warehouse is constantly re-upping the supply, getting more scrum tees available, and it's just really a cool thing to be a part of.
In terms of free advertising, I think I've given you quite a fair share over the past 24 hours, because I got my package yesterday, and I Instagrammed it, I tweeted it, I wrote a blog about it today, but I was jumping up and down, because I am a Yankee fan, and all of a sudden there's a beautiful navy blue 1962 Yankees World Series t-shirt. My friends are stunned that I had the dumbest luck in the world to get this, along with the Ottawa Senators hat. So it's been fun to see, and fun to see what tweets are going on out there, and I've seen them all. You guys have such a wide range of teams and products, including old school stuff, as I was mentioning earlier, like the Seals and the Hawaiian Islanders. I mean, just great stuff got to be hanging around in your warehouse.
Yeah, the minor league, the defunct teams, is something that I've been harping on since I started working there, that we got to sell those on our website. And finally, when I took over the website, they let us do it, and we're building our assortment pretty much every week. We're placing orders for new teams that no one else has. And, you know, like I said, if we don't have a lot of funds to be marketing our website externally, what we're going to do is build the best assortment of products you can only find on 47brand.com. So organically, people are going to have to come to our website. They're going to find out about it. Their friends will be tweeting about it. They'll see a cool shirt out at a bar or something like that, and the only place that they can come to get it is from us. So that's what we're trying to do, and we're having success with it.
Is it purely just an opportunity to clear out the inventory, or are you trying to promote not only 47, but, you know, get on social media as well? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, I would say it is a combination of both. We are targeting a younger consumer, and so it's a very saturated space, especially, you know, the sports field in general. So we really want to target that younger consumer with the social. So it's kind of a combined effort with everything, you know, in the sense that we are getting the socially minded consumer, and at the same time, we're getting some t-shirts that we have around the warehouse, you know, out to people to wear.
It's funny, because you talk about it being a little bit of a younger demographic. Now, I'm hardly in your demographic. I'm a little bit older, but a couple of the guys, my friends, and we're all either sports broadcasters or writers or whatnot, a couple of them are in their 40s, I think, and a couple of them are in their 30s. But on the other hand, I was talking to a guy who used to be on this show, and I think he's 26 or 27, so it seems to be running the gamut along the demographics, different age groups getting into it.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, our franchise hat, which is our signature hat, is really kind of has been the bread and butter. You know, if it came out in like 1997, so if you're in your mid, you know, 20s, 30s, you know, you've grown up with that hat, and now you're 40 years old and have that hat. So we're kind of in a great place in the market, and we've built this great business. And we're not really a household name yet, so we're really transitioning to become more of a market-facing brand. And with that, we're really transitioning to be more of a sports lifestyle brand. So more than just sports, you know, bringing in action sports and music and art and that sort of thing. And then I think within the next year or two, you're really going to start to see us everywhere.
I feel like in a lot of ways, at least in sports, I've seen you everywhere. And maybe that's just because my eye looks toward that kind of stuff. I had one of another one of your hats a while ago. I bought one last year down in Tampa with the Tampa Yankees. So at least my eye has seen the brand. And that's when I saw the mystery scrum taking place. I thought, hey, they make great stuff. So, you know, I'm not trying to butter you guys up, but there's no question. I think the quality of what you're making and the teams that you've got, it's a wonderful marriage, even for a, you know, an older sports fan like myself.
Yeah, and we hit on so many demographics, we hit on so many touch points that it you know, from a marketing, from my standpoint, for us, is the only challenge is, you know, how wide of a net do we cast, because we can touch on so many different groups of consumers. So it's a good problem to have.
It definitely is a good problem to have. We're talking with Dan Cohen, the assistant manager of marketing for 47 Brands here on the Press Box as we hit 7:28 this Monday night. And you mentioned getting into some more lifestyle sports branding. Tell me about some of that stuff coming down the line.
Yeah, so we are, our scrum tee, which, you know, comes from the Mystery Scrum, is kind of like our signature apparel piece, you know, our basic t-shirt, kind of like equivalent to our franchise hat. We have a lot of, I guess, our designers really design really some unbelievable clothes, and they just happen to be licensed product. So really, you know, high trend type apparel. So our design team is about a year ahead in planning. So they're planning for spring of 2015 right now. They're going, you know, traveling around, you know, the country and going over to Hong Kong and Tokyo and seeing what's trending there so they can come back to the drawing boards and plan, you know, our lines for two seasons ahead.
You're very social media savvy. What else will you do to get your name out there?
I don't know if I can drop everything, but we do have an NFL campaign coming out in September. I will say, stay tuned to our Facebook page for, you know, mid to late September. We've got something really cool that we're working on in association with the NFL and Lids, which is, you know, a retail account that sells a bunch of our hats.
Right.
It's going to be cool. That's all I can say right now.
We're
real excited about it.
No, that's fair. I appreciate even that much of a heads up. Lots of good stuff coming down the line. So you guys are you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. I know you're on Instagram as well, and you're at 47. Is it 47brands.com? Remind me the website.
Yeah, it's 47brand.com, and we also created a promo code for all your listeners out there. If you enter the press box in a checkout, you get 20% off your order.
Well, that's fantastic. I didn't even know about that. Dan, that's great stuff.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. That is great stuff. As we get ready to wrap up, anything you want to throw out at us as we get ready to say goodbye?
No, I appreciate you guys, you know, coming on and talking to us. Keep the Mystery Scrum rolling. We love to see people get interactive with it and tweet and Instagram the pictures out. I'd say that all of us are kind of surprised at the level this is taken, and, you know, we got more teas to sell, so keep coming and, you know, keep tweeting at us.
Well, it's great stuff from you, Dan. We appreciate the, because I know I reached out to you very last minute this afternoon, so I appreciate your willingness to jump on with us and do all this for us, and we really appreciate it. Keep us in the loop.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
All right, thanks a lot. That is Dan Cohen, the assistant manager of marketing for 47 Brands, and you heard the word 47brand.com. And hey, enter the press box and get a little bit of a break. That's wow. I didn't expect that.
Look at you. You're now famous.
Wow. All right.
That's
so
good stuff.
We'll put it up on you know, the Facebook and all that stuff from our perspective, and you get 20% off your next order. Good stuff.
Yeah. Anything Yankees you get, you can hand over to me. And anything else you could put in your closet full of, you know, every team in professional sports.